Americans are starting to see some of the impact of the new tax law in their paychecks, and polls have been showing more support for it in recent weeks. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it may be too soon, according to some experts, to declare the tax plan a winner.
Officials at one central New York business say the tax plan is already making a big difference for its 800 employees. Suitcoat President Frank Suits says his company is beefing up employees' retirement and increasing pay. He also says the new tax structure makes it easier to invest.
We can plan our investments both short and long term and look at a broader scope of projects that we can do that we probably wouldn't have been able to consider in the past.
But among those who say it simply is too soon to gauge the impact of a plan that cuts corporate tax rates, income tax rates, doubles the standard exemption, and eliminates personal exemptions, is Len Berman, a professor at Syracuse University's Maxwell School and co-founder of the Tax Policy Center.
We won't really know what the effect of the tax plan is for several years.
Berman says bonuses and boosted retirement accounts many companies boast of may not have anything to do with the tax law, but are in place because the economy is near full employment and companies are doing what they have to retain workers. Berman also says it's unclear how the potential of adding more than $1 trillion to the national debt will impact the economy.
Because if interest rates go up, that'll make it harder for businesses to invest, for people to buy homes and cars.
In the end, Berman believes there will be some kind of collateral damage from cutting taxes and not cutting spending at the same time.
It obviously would be great if you could cut taxes and not have it cost anything, but it just doesn't work that way.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.